Very dim. Very dim, said Elijah. Morning to ye.
Once more we quitted him, but once more he came softly after us, and touching my shoulder again, said,
See if ye can find him now, will ye?
Find who?
Morning to ye. Morning to ye,
he rejoined, again moving off.
Oh, I was going to warn you against... But never mind, never mind. It's all one, all in the family, too. Sharp frost this morning, ain't it? Good-bye to you. Shan't see you again very soon, I guess, unless it's before the grand jury.
And with these cracked words he finally departed, leaving me for the moment in no small wonderment at his frantic impudence. At last, stepping on board the Pequod, we found everything in profound quiet, not a soul moving. The cabin entrance was locked within, the hatches were all on, and lumbered with coils of rigging. Going forward to the forecastle, we found the slide of the scuttle open. Seeing a light, we went down, and found only an old rigger there, wrapped in a tattered pea-jacket. He was thrown at whole length upon two chests, his face downwards and enclosed in his folded arms. The profoundest slumber slept upon him. "Those sailors we saw, Queequeg, where can they have gone to?" said I, looking dubiously at the sleeper. But it seemed that, when on the wharf, Queequeg had not at all noticed what I now alluded to. Hence I would have thought myself to have been optically deceived in that matter were it not for Elijah's otherwise inexplicable question. But I beat the thing down, and again marking the sleeper, jocularly hinted to Queequeg that perhaps we had best sit up with the body, telling him to establish himself accordingly. He put his hand upon the sleeper's rear as though feeling if it was soft enough, and then, without more ado, quietly sat down there.